Good evening. I'd like to call the regular meeting of Council of November 8th to order at 7 p.m. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Present.
And Councilman Christopher Hullum.
Present.
The first order of business this evening is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting of September 13, 2018.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of September 13, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of September 13, 2018. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of September 13 have been adopted. The next is the mayor's report. Welcome back, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I wanted to say the road paving program for this year is complete now with the streets Samrick, Jenny, Bates, Red Fox Pass, and Cleneely Drive. They finished up with the berm on the side of the road last week, and they're completely done. They look really nice. I'd like to appoint a Charter Review Commission. I want to say to Council, please give me some names that you feel would be appropriate, and the task is very large, and we will look at issues, both the issues that were on the ballot and any more, but the whole charter. The substation that you passed the ordinance last week, I signed the ordinance, but I haven't gotten the contract yet from Mr. Shield. When I do, I will sign that, but we're waiting for the contract to come in. I want to announce that the Veterans Memorial is going to happen this Sunday, November 11th at 11 o'clock. It's going to be indoors. It's going to be inside the community center. So we anticipate snow, so it's best to have it inside. December 2nd is the Winterfest. That's the celebration we have at the fire station where we fill the ambulance with toys. That's December 2nd. And then December 8th, our breakfast with Santa. We start taking reservations earlier this week. The children are $3. The adults are $5. It includes a picture with Santa for the kids, and we've already got some people reserving their times. You can call the rec department at 440-975-3540, and she'd be glad to take your reservation. It's by reservation. And she's there to take them from 9 in the morning till 1. And if you leave a message, she'll call you back. And the last thing, I gave the brief of the Attorney General to Council, and it happens to be what the Attorney General said on the ULP. It was heard on the 25th, the last two Thursdays ago. That's where I was at. And there was a hearing, and we'll just wait for them to come out with a ruling on that. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening? Thank you. The next is our finance director's report. Do you have a report this evening?
Just a couple of insurance items. The
City General Liability Insurance came in actually about $1,500 less than it was last year, so that was good news.
And Frank, do you have your mic on?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the employee health care came in at about a 3.4% net increase. So that was very good. It was reviewed by the health care committee, and that's it for tonight.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the finance director this evening? Next is the city engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. No report tonight, but I'm open to questions.
Thank you, Pete. Any questions for the engineer this evening?
Mr. DeFranco, so the Dodd Road slope issue, as according to Mr. Grubas, our road superintendent, he said it has gotten worse. Is that the case? Is that going to increase the cost of the repair?
No. It has gotten worse. It has slipped. I believe they've closed one lane of the road.
Yes.
So it's down to one lane. But it won't affect the cost.
Okay.
We're in the final stages of design. We're hoping to go out to bid in December and start construction soon after. We're trying to get construction complete by June, May or June, because the road resurfacing would start soon after that.
Okay, so the it's a short area of Dodd that is one lane, and so we're expecting that to stay that way until May or June, you're saying?
No, I can't say if it'll get worse or not.
Okay, and so that will happen. Okay, so that will be after, so May or June is it's not going to be fixed until May or June.
It could be sooner, but that's the worst condition.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions for the engineer? Thank you, Pete. The next order of business are our council committee reports. Anybody have anything to report this evening?
Madam President.
Mr. Fiebig.
Thank you. We had two committee meetings just prior to this council meeting. The Service Committee met at 6, and the Safety Committee met right after. I'll have some written notes, but I'll just give a brief overview. We discussed in both of these committee meetings what some needs and a wish list would be for budget items for next year. In service, we heard that a new plow truck that would replace one of ours, also a one-ton truck that would carry tools that would also replace a very old one, and the asphalt roller, the four-foot asphalt roller that we use. All of these things are necessary for our streets and maintenance. Those are capital items, and we're going to need to look at that and address that in our budget. Also, our finance director did a worksheet, which I do have available if anybody else needs a copy of it, or he does, that would detail out, and again, this is just a worksheet. This is not the budget or anything like that. It's just a worksheet that would show that between the expenses and the revenues projected and some of the things that we would be able to accomplish this and still have a little bit of a carryover to work with. So this includes road striping for next year. It includes the Dodd Road project. Our City Hall parking lot is on this wish list because it's really in bad shape. But, of course, public streets, I think most of us agree, are the priority. We do have to look at what streets we can do next year. But this got the ball rolling to talk about what we need to do for next year, and also a reminder that the road levy expires at the end of next year. So we'll have to get that on our calendar as well. In the safety side of things, and both of our service and safety have expressed concerns about employees and hiring, you know, the difficulties that we have in the current environment. Less and less people seem to want to get into safety forces, whether it's police or fire, and even the road superintendent mentioned how he put out an ad and only 4 people responded to his ad. It just seems, you know, it's a tough job, and not everybody wants to do it. We pay reasonably well. That's not necessarily the issue, but perhaps the starting salary we could look at and just jump to the full-time salary. It was an idea that was thrown out there. that I had. I don't like the probationary idea. I think we should just start people at the salary that the job deserves and drop the probationary. But that goes to the contract negotiation, which all the union contracts expire also at the end of 19. So we have that to deal with. We heard from Chief Collins regarding some of the updates about what's going on with Central, some of the wishes that he has to get two new police chargers, the update on one of our cars, the engine blew, and Ford was able to warranty it. Some other things that we need to keep our eye on will be radios, the 800 megahertz radios. No later than 2020, that's almost a $200,000 purchase, and we're going to need to do that. Some other details came forth about how we're getting alerted in the fire station. That, since we switched over, the alerting is not done the same way that it was done when we had dispatch here. So they're working on that. The issue was also brought up about our IT and perhaps having that all fold into the county system to have, you know, kind of a cohesive system that one entity is doing, but Lake County, you know, has a smaller IT department. They're not sure they could take us on. Mayor and the chiefs are working on that. It's an ongoing fluid motion right now. Let's see what else. We also in the fire service, the air packs that they use, the breathing apparatus, about $160,000 cost, and we should be thinking about upgrading those. He also put on his wish list the a new ambulance, so that's always a big expense. It's about $200,000 for a new one. We have gone to retrofitting ones with just adding the box, keeping the chassis, but the other way around. But at this point in time, at some point you have to just, you can't do that again. You just really should just buy a new one. So both of them also mentioned about full-time firefighters, full-time police officers. As the part-time service is just getting tougher and tougher to get people to come in and work part-time, and then we train them, and then they get hired full-time somewhere else. So I think I got from both of them, in the police side of things, two new police officers would be great, and on the fire side, he was saying three full-time firefighters maybe would be the way to go. So that, again, was a wish list and public portion. We heard about some streetlight issues, and Mr. Grubbs said he'd get right on that, and a suggestion about training for active shooter situations was also brought up, and that seemed to be a good idea that we'll look into. That's all I have. Open to questions.
Any questions?
I want to mention the air packs. They're in for a grant for $200,000, so it may time frame. They're pretty certain they're going to get it, but like you said, if it's not, the fallback is $160,000.
Right. We're hopeful that we get that grant, but we're not sure that it'll happen. They're hopeful, very hopeful, I think, was the word I heard. Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions? Any other committee reports? Okay. Moving on, the next order of business is, are there any other council representative reports? Okay. Moving on, next order of business is public portion, and this is the opportunity for the public to come forward to share their thoughts and concerns. We ask that you keep your comments to approximately 3 minutes. And I also ask if you will give your name and your address so we have it on the record. And I will open public portion at 7:14 p.m.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
My name is Yolanda Stay. I'm 2938 Hayes Drive here in Willoughby Hills. I've been here over 40 years. I love the community. Nice people, or there was nice people, and there's such a change, radical, and I can't believe how you can character assassinate people who have nothing to do with anything except just pay their taxes and do their thing. So we don't have to mention names, do we? Or do we know that everybody wants a change and get the old crew out so we can get this new blood crew in? We all know about the godfather. I hope to goodness I don't have to be the godmother. Do I make any sense, or do you know what I'm talking about? There's too much character assassination going on. I want this whole crew stopped. Whatever it takes, I'll help. I don't have much money, but I can help. Is that saying it all? We're talking about the Gloria, who has been the Whisper Crew. Does anyone know what the Whisper Crew is? She's better than your own relatives. She's there. She's like an angel. You don't see her, but you know she's there. She helped me through so many things all the time. Just things I didn't even know, but she helped. She's a wonderful person, and she kept the city humming smoothly. It isn't everybody else that's done it. Gloria's kept everybody at a nice, sweet pace. Even if they didn't like what was going on, Gloria got into it and see what we can do to justify it. That was Gloria. It wasn't just Whisper Crew for me. She was just a good person. And I want this all stopped. And whatever it takes, I'll help. Did I say enough, or does everybody understand?
We've got another 5 minutes.
Say? Said enough. Okay, everybody. Now, good luck. Let's do it right this time.
Thank you, Yolanda. Anyone else this evening?
Joan Mazey, 2837 Stark Drive. And I'd like to say something about the Whisper Program. I've known Gloria for years. She's the best person around. She was the best for Whisper. I want Whisper back, and I want her back. There shouldn't be no reason not to have her back here. She helped so many people. She helped me several times. The Whisper Program helped me so much when nobody else would. And I'd like to thank the people that said no for that charter amendment, which is a bunch of, never mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan.
Chris Welsh, 38801 Charlotte Road. I didn't realize that Gloria was running the city, so what do we have a mayor for? Nice to show up. If you're so worried about the charter commission, where were you during the town halls? All these expenses that police and fire have, I don't know, unless the city is going to make all their money out of the Salvation Army and the plasma thing, you're not going to be able to afford that stuff if you rehire overpaid workers. Pay people a fair wage, not six figures. You can buy an answer machine for $15. Everybody's got cell phones. And you're not too busy to answer the phone, Mayor, or whoever else is there. Everybody has a cell phone. It's just disgusting. Maybe you could use some money to put a statue up of Gloria in the front yard. St. Gloria. What a joke.
Chris. Thank you, Chris.
Vicki Miller, 2857 Hayes Drive. I was hoping that things like this wouldn't happen tonight where we're attacking one another, because I think we really came together as a community, even though maybe the vote didn't go the way some people wanted as far as the charter amendments. I think we really made some progress in coming together as a city. I had a great time standing at the polls and chatting with people about and learning about my neighbors. I had a great conversation all morning long standing over at Calvary Church with what I found out is a pretty great lady, and some of you may have heard a lot about her in the past, as that was his Aunt Linda, and I had a good conversation with her and did enjoy that. I also had some good times with other people. It was kind of funny in the fact as I'm standing there and we're kind of joking around with Greg and stuff. One lady kind of walked by and said, "You're no, you're yes. I might have to vote maybe," because we were getting along so great. And I also appreciate those conversations. I had other conversations with people, and I also enjoyed towards the evening hours finding out some good information and talking to Doris about the Trump rally. So I think this is what Willoughby Hills is about. Even though we were opposing views that day, we came together and represented our point of view to the people. So I just really appreciate all those folks I had a chance to talk on Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki.
Doris Dodge, 37881 Milan Drive. Just one quick thing off the top of my head. I don't see why Gloria can't start her own business if she would like to. You know, this seems to be coming up all the time about Whisper. Can't she just start her own business? And then this could all just go away. The only other thing I wanted to say is I would like to see you, Mr. Mayor, work with this council. These people are dedicated to our community and offer a vast amount of diverse education and experience. They are an exceptional group that are always willing to communicate with residents with any concerns and work towards resolution. When you fired this council, it brought attention to our community that was quite embarrassing, especially the part about removal of their photographs from the wall. Council meetings are where our city business is discussed, and frankly, Mr. Mayor, I believe that I have attended more council meetings than you have. I strongly feel that our mayor and our council members need to attend meetings. You are all being paid by our city, and all of you wanted these jobs. No excuses of spouses, birthdays, or other obligations, etc., or not being prepared by not having enough time to read communications prior to meetings, it's not acceptable. The citizens of Willoughby Hills deserve your commitment to the office that you hold. In closing, I would like to quote something that Mr. Ted Dellis wrote to the mayor and posted on the Willoughby Hills community page. Great teamwork starts with great leadership. Start leading and stop the BS about you are right and they are wrong. So let's all work together, and I'm sure that we can move our city forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Doris.
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. I would like to echo what Vicki Miller said as far as I was at Calvary along with other people. It was very cold, windy. I became an ice cube. And yet, you know, and I'm sure people who were standing out at the community center also felt the same. I stood with Vicki Miller for a while. I stood with Dr. Atkins. They were representing the no vote. I represented the yes vote. And yet, we got along. We made each other laugh, and it was really nice. And I was hoping that tonight would have been that way. But it doesn't seem like it's going that way. I am and was for these amendments. But I will say that possibly it was not done right. What I felt in supporting the yes vote and talking with the people on Tuesday, that residents want to be involved. and they want to be heard. So I'm saying, you know, that possibly you can talk about these amendments again. It's not saying that you can't put them up again, but let the residents know. Let them voice their opinion. It's time that we do get along, that we don't keep fighting. Look at our federal government. Look what's happening there. Look what's happening. There's so much hatred in the country. We don't need it in Willoughby Hills. Hatred seems to be driving a lot of people here, and it's not right. You can get along and have different opinions, but let's be civil with each other. Another shooting in L.A. or California, wherever it was, people are going just crazy. They're attacking media in their homes. We had that here. We had that here, where somebody knew that possibly a council person could have gotten hurt very badly, if not killed. Let's go beyond that. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Hi, Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I thought it was very interesting. I was very much for the charter changes. It came up for voting. I was on the yes side. I looked really hard at them to make sure I understood exactly what they were doing. And I was really pleased that council took the time to actually hurry up and put them forward. It was well worth trying to improve our charter so that maybe that would be a way for things to have the right checks and balances and to get everybody working together. They didn't pass. They didn't pass, but it was a small margin, really, in many ways, which points out that we're an extremely divided community. And that means it's very, very important for people to figure out how to work together. Mayor, I hope that you see when you do things like put forward a really credible person that has the stuff to be able, you know, the skills and stuff to be the recreation director over at the community center, it got approved, and my gosh, we're like doing things again. Things are happening. I don't understand why that took months to happen. And we still have other positions out there that you have not put forward someone that is credible and got all the chops and all of the skills behind them to do things like be a law director and to be a permanent, I think it's fire chief. I mean, we have a temporary fire chief that's been temporary forever. That's not the way we should work. And if council is turning down your recommendations, you should have a dialogue with them to understand why they don't like who you've put forward, so that maybe you can go find somebody that can be put forward that they would be accepting of and have agreement with on who to put forward. And that's not doing things like saying, just give me the names. You got to find the people. You got to put them forward. You got to like them. They're your team. But you got to put forward credible people that they can feel comfortable having as part of the administration. There are lots of service and safety needs. I actually flagged down a policeman because that 4-foot thing that pounds down the pavement, you know, that you talked about. Yeah, it was leaking oil out the back of it as it sat on the Grange. God knows what the oil pile looks like behind it. So it's obviously broken. We have got a lot of money that needs to get spent on the right things, including hiring more fire, hiring more policemen. And thank God for the council stepping up in actually putting forward a budget that focused on that kind of thing instead of paying an administrator a lot of money. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna.
Tony Miller, 2857 Hayes Drive. First of all, I had every intention of standing up here and reading into the record the letter from Mike DeWine office and Charles E. Colson's office regarding the Whisper program investigations. However, I will not do that, but I will ask that they be entered into the record. I believe that's only fair after sitting for 20 minutes and listening to someone read a 12-page letter, word for word, ad nauseum, last meeting. Next, Mayor, thank you so much for convening a charter review. The people that I talked to out on the streets when I was out campaigning for the no votes, we encourage those that didn't know or wasn't sure to vote no and then contact the mayor and say, convene a committee so that we can address these in a public forum, a more public forum than they were. So thank you so much. Appreciate that. That was an answer to a lot of people's wants and desires and questions. And honestly, I think Linda hit it on the head when she said that, lost my train of thought. When she said something to the order of people were concerned about how quickly and how little input the citizens had on these charter amendments. I think, now that I think about it and now that she said that, that is probably why they were defeated. Today, on some radio interview, one of our council members said this was the reason why the charter amendments were defeated. This is not why the charter amendments were defeated. The charter amendments were defeated because the citizens of Willoughby Hills can synthesize information and make educated, knowledgeable decisions. And I believe that's what happened on Tuesday. Honestly and truly, this did not lose the election for the yes votes. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah.
Andrea Marinko.
Andrea, you just speak in closer to the mic.
Andrea Marinko. I live at 28802 Eddy Road, Willoughby Hills. One comment. This past fall, the flag football team was wonderful. That's all I have to say. That's the most positive thing I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
I just would like to clarify one thing. I'm Mark. I'm your road superintendent. That was water that came out of the roller and not oil. As we discussed, it doesn't hold water. So it wasn't an oil leak. I just want to clarify that.
Thank you, Mark. Anyone else for public portion this evening?
If no one else, we got something else. I think I get a second 3 minutes if I want, if everybody's gone once. The Whisper program was brought up, and my name is Jenna again, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I think that the Whisper program idea was a really good idea when it was like supposed to be volunteers helping in ways like leaves and stuff like that. And I am very concerned still about the liability that running a program like that and having the administration people actually doing the work, how that sets up liability for the village. I was not fond of having our administrative, our mayor's assistant, actually spending a lot of time doing whisper work instead of what her job said, which was coordinating whisper work. And I expect that a lot of that is what drove her wanting to have more money. She was doing a lot of things that were probably beyond what was originally her job. I am very concerned about the whatever negotiations have gone on in regards to the union. I'm not anti-union, but given where our emphasis of what money needs to be spent on, the fact that the union people were asking for very high wages, I don't know, as much as a fireman, more than a fireman, it was really high, and things like unlimited vacation and things that our other unions would then be coming to the city for, says that we would not even have a chance to even pave a road because we would just be paying people. And that is very concerning. I know we are getting ready to start probably going into budget figuring out again. And I'm hoping that the administration is looking long-term of the implications associated with those types of things. Now, along with that, because I've had the discussion with Frank, that there might be a give and take, that it's a big discussion on should we have mayor's court or should we just rely on it happening down in Willoughby. Those things are numerically driven. That's dollars. Pull the dollars together. Take a look at it. See if you need another part-time person to do it. All that is like crunching the numbers. Take the time to crunch the numbers and show the numbers to council and have a discussion about what's a good direction to go in these kind of things. I don't know, but I know it's, Frank, you've got experience. You say in one village you work for has one thing, one has another. Bring that knowledge to the table for everyone and the citizens. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna.
Joan Lacey, 2837 Stark Drive. Lori was the only one in the city that helped the elderly and the disabled. Have any of you people done that? I don't think so. I haven't seen any of you guys do anything. A couple people I know do. But that's what we needed. Somebody to help the elderly. And somebody to help the disabled that can't do stuff. And that's what we need. We need the whisper program. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan.
Jennifer Vero, 2250 Pine Ridge, Parling. I have something I'd like to clarify as far as in reference to the whisper program. Number one, I did look into it as a new resident a few years ago and was not able to be a volunteer. I never really got an answer back as to why, which I find now to be a little bit more eye-opening. Then I just accepted it that maybe it was full and I wasn't able to be eligible for it, and I just never pursued it again. But I'd also like to read something. It's a correction of the mayor's press release in regards to Whisper. On October 29th, 2018, Mayor Robert Wieger issued a press release claiming that Councilman Chris Hallam, Gloria Majeski, and himself were fully exonerated by the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation and the Ohio State Auditor's Office. The city of Willoughby Hills is obligated to set the record straight, given that Mayor Wieger was severely inaccurate in his public statement. In response to Mayor Wieger's press release, the Ohio State Auditor's Office has authorized us to share that their investigation is ongoing in Willoughby Hills. In addition, the Bureau of Criminal Investigation made it clear in their October 19th letter to the Lake County Prosecutor that they are not rendering a decision, that no criminal violations have occurred, and have not exonerated anyone. It is my understanding that other agencies are potentially investigating other aspects of the situation, and BCI's determination has no bearing on such investigation.
BCI is not rendering a decision that no criminal violations have occurred. Instead, we are simply stating that our narrow-focused preliminary inquiry did not locate sufficient cause to initiate a full investigation. Whether or not external law enforcement agencies ultimately determined to prosecute city officials and employees for their involvement in Whisper, the use of the Grange, or any other issue is outside the city's purview. It's the job of the city and its council to provide oversight for city programs, and it is always our hope those programs are run transparently and according to law. In reviewing complaints from residents regarding Whisper, public records requests were made for receipts and other documents. More than a year later, the mayor and his administration had yet to fulfill those public record requests as required by Ohio law. Council then voted to suspend the Whisper program pending an investigation on February 8, 2018, with Councilman Hallam casting the only no vote. Given the substantiated facts in the Whisper report, it remains our recommendation that the entire Whisper program remain suspended in the interest of protecting seniors in Willoughby Hills. It is recommended that the city, including all current and former employees and officials, cooperate with law enforcement and government oversight agencies for further investigation of Whisper. Anyone with information about possible improprieties related to Whisper or any matter of suspected elder abuse should call the Willoughby Hills Police Department, 440-942-9111. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Cheryl Oda, 2960 Markham Boulevard. Thank you, Mayor, for calling for a charter review. I think it's been since 2009, since our last one. At those meetings, I attended them with about three or four other people every meeting. So I don't know where everybody in the city was that's so interested in these.
They were.
But I'm sorry, but this is it in the evening. A lot of times these meetings are. So anyways, I'm hoping that everybody will attend, or a lot more people will show up to the next charter review, because it's very interesting to see how people keep going over things and over things. And there is a public portion in there, and you may have something to offer that would be very, very good for the system. So I encourage other people to show up, because three to five, maybe seven people at max of the public was not enough. You know, everybody needs to know what these charter amendments are. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. The last one was done in 2015. Anyone else this evening?
John Varro, 2890 Somme Center. I'm a new resident to the city, and just from what I've observed so far, I'd like to say thank you to council for everything you guys have done. And I'd like to say to the mayor, shame on you for only now gathering the grit to show up to one of these meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Okay, thank you, everyone. And I will close public portion at 7:43 p.m.
Madam President.
Unfinished business?
Yes, I just want to agree with a few of our residents, Linda Fulton, Vicki Miller. I was at the polls. I got there at 6:20 in the morning, and I left at 7:30 p.m. I think I stood in the same exact spot for the whole time, and I think I'm still cold after all that time. But I would completely agree. I think it was one of my favorite days ever being in Willoughby Hills. I talked to so many great people, and I spent the time really listening to people who voted no on the charter amendments, people who voted yes on the charter amendments, people who had no idea what the charter amendments were. I talked to all of those people. I listened to what they had to say. Very few people were angry. Very few people were particularly passionate. Some people were just, I don't know. I mean, most of the people were like that. I don't think that most of the people really felt a strong opinion either way. I think they really didn't. But I know what they did. Most of every single person I talked to said is that the mayor and council, all our officials, all our department heads need to work together for the city, for the residents, every single person, almost. And I can't agree more. I think that while we might disagree on what that means and how we can serve our residents best, we might disagree on that. I just would hope that all of us can put the residents' interests first, put the city's interests first, and do everything in our power to meet their needs. So, but again, I think it was a great day in Willoughby Hills. I had a wonderful time. I was disappointed that the amendments didn't pass, but, you know, I just thought they would help improve the situation, but other people disagreed, and that's fine with me. We're right back where we started. But I think it was a great day, and I really enjoyed talking to everyone, and including people with no signs. We had a lot of the maybe comments, too. It was great. So, thank you.
Anyone else for unfinished business?
Madam President, just one quick comment to say that we're backwards or we went backwards or we're back where we started. I think that's, if you think about it, we actually did move forward, and maybe there's some lessons to be learned, both sides of the issue, the community and as a whole, all of us. I think we were passionate about the issues, one side or the other. Again, there's some people in the middle that really doesn't matter, but I think we're hearing resoundingly that work together, that's what we need to do. So hopefully we can move past some animosity or some hard feelings and really try to work together. But we did accomplish some things. I mean, there was a debate that was almost like a civics lesson, you know, for the entire community. What is a charter? What does it do? What does it mean? What's the separation of power? What does an administration do versus a legislative body? So in that way, it was productive. In that way, it was helpful. But yeah, I'm optimistic for the future. I hope we do move forward. I hope we do, you know, see a brighter day tomorrow. Thank you.
Else? Okay, let's move on to legislation. The first one is Ordinance 2018-47, and this is a third reading.
An ordinance to employ the services of Gregory Beck and Baker, Dubacar, Beck, Wiley, and Matthews to represent the City of Willoughby Hills in the complaint filed in Wager versus City of Willoughby Hills, Lake County Common Police Court, case number 18CV000964, and in City of Willoughby Hills versus Wager, Lake County Common Police Court, temporary restraining order, complaint in mayor's illegal attempt to remove elected officials, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
What are the wishes of council?
Madam President, motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2018-47.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt Ordinance 2018-47. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I just have concerns because the second case mentioned on here is actually, my understanding from the docket is that this was individuals as taxpayers against the city, and I don't think it's proper for us to foot the bill for individual taxpayer lawsuit against the city, unless, of course, a judge finds that the claimants win and deserve their legal fees. So I'm concerned about whether that's actually proper.
Madam President,
no. As a result,
sorry.
Are you finished, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. Councilwoman Pismo.
Yeah. The suit. The plaintiffs are the City of Willoughby Hills and several council people in their official capacity. So this is not a taxpayer lawsuit. This is not brought by individuals.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is part of catching up. Frank, am I wrong on this one? Is this the one that we're catching up with, or was that the other ordinance? Yeah, because we had one that was just an
a cap, and then we had another one that was an hourly wage, and I think this was the one that was capped, and we were making it like the other one, correct? So they were, we were equalizing both of them.
That's the way they understand it.
Yeah.
Madam President, I understand that for the first part of this. I'm only talking about the secondary, which is clearly an individual taxpayer lawsuit. That's what it says on the actual docket, is individuals. And so whether we want to argue whether it actually is the city or not, it says on the lawsuit individuals as individual taxpayers. So that's
Do you have that with you?
Right. You want to wait for that, but I think
Madam President,
that's what it says.
Yeah, while you're looking at Vice President.
If I could just share, the docket is sometimes incorrect. For example, the second time the mayor sued the city of Willoughby Hills, it was initially listed as Mayor Wager versus Board of Zoning Appeals. What ultimately dictates the lawsuit is the actual brief that was filed by the parties, unless it was amended by the judge, and the judge has not amended the lawsuit to my knowledge. There's no order that I'm aware of where the judge has changed Mr. Beck's filing, and it was filed. I've certainly seen the brief myself. I think most members of council have read it, if not everyone, and it does, as Councilwoman Pijamos says, listed as the city of Willoughby Hills and the council people in their official capacities. So unless there's an order by the judge that I'm not aware of amending it, it would stand as the initial complaint filed. But dockets are sometimes incorrect. I don't think Mayor Wager's ever sued the BZA, so that's just the electronic, summary. You actually have to look to the brief filed by the attorney.
Yeah, I do have it here. It does say party information. The topic part, the party information says Willoughby Hills City Council, but underneath that it says David Fiebig individually, Nancy E. Fellows individually, Laura Pijmo individually, John Plechnik individually, and Janet Mica individually. So it does not. This is an individual lawsuit, from the way I understand it.
Madam
so
President,
I'm just
sorry. Sorry, Councilman. I apologize for that. Yeah. No, that's individually in our official capacity, not as a group. So it's individually in our official capacity. It does not say as a taxpayer. These are not taxpayer lawsuits. I wouldn't advocate for the city to pay for my taxpayer lawsuit against anyone. So this is definitely in our official capacity. So, and it's, again, it's defending the legislative branch of the city against this. So it's not about me personally. It's about the city, the voters, the legislative branch. So.
Madam President, it also says in the third whereas on this ordinance, it says Robert Wager as an individual and taxpayer and in his official capacity. So we have that also.
That's how his other lawsuit was listed as well.
So that was how your lawsuit was listed? As
first lawsuit.
Yeah, as
yeah, he paid for it out of his own pocket.
The court ordered you should pay, but it's under appeal now, so no one's been paid.
Madam President,
yes.
I guess what we need here is maybe a more of a discussion, explanation of why this is needed.
Madam President, if I may, once again, this is a lawsuit by the city of Willoughby Hills and the council members in their official capacity. It's appropriate. It's an appropriate expenditure. Mr. Beck has already done a lot of this work for which he should be paid. This is now on third reading. If there were concerns along these lines, I would have hoped that they'd have been raised earlier. But the reality is the briefs are public records. You can see how the filing was sent. I'm not saying anything that you can't read and research for yourself. There's nothing in the docket information that you've read to us that conflicts with the brief. It says individually, and yes, the council members are suing in their individual official capacity, as well as the city as a whole, both of which are appropriate city purposes. So I think we need to go forward with this tonight because we've gone through a full three readings. Mr. Beck deserves to be paid for the work that he's rendering to the city of Willoughby Hills, and we're certainly grateful for his service.
Vicki?
Oh. Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
No.
Ordinance 2018-47 has been adopted. The next one is Ordinance 2018-48.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to accept the proposal as submitted by Richard L. Bowen and Associates, Inc., providing zoning administration services for the city of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President?
Yes, and just this is third reading. Vice President?
This Prosper. Is. Mm-hmm. A motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2018-48.
Second. I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt Ordinance 2018-48. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, if I may, being the zoning administrator, the person responsible for enforcing our zoning code is one of the hardest jobs in the city. It's very difficult to do it in a way that doesn't displease some people because you're responsible for fines and enforcement. But I think that we're all grateful to our city engineer and zoning administrator, Peter DeFranco, as well as his firm, Richard L. Bowen and Associates, for the work that they've rendered. It saved the city a substantial amount of money to work with the Lake County building inspectors using Peter as our zoning administrator, and we want to continue that relationship.
Also, Pete, I want to thank you for providing this ordinance and the previous one in plenty of time for council to be able to review it, ask you questions, and have three readings without special council meetings on it. So I am very grateful for that. Thank you. Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hullum?
Yes.
Ordinance 2018-48 has been adopted. The next one is Ordinance 2018-49.
An ordinance providing for the temporary appropriations to meet the ordinary expenses of the City of Willoughby Hills, State of Ohio, for the period beginning January 1, 2019 through March 31, 2019, repealing all legislation inconsistent herewith.
Madam President?
This is on first reading.
Madam President, I'd like to move that we waive three readings for this piece of legislation, if there's a second.
I'll second. This is housekeeping. We do this almost every year.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three reading rule on Ordinance 2018-49. Is there discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I believe it's premature to vote on this legislation. While it is the temporary budget, the budget is the single most important thing that council votes on. I, as chair of the Finance Committee, intend to call a meeting in the near future. I'll be in touch with our Finance Director, Mr. Berkachek, to set a time that's available to him. I think we need to discuss this and ensure that we have sufficient funds for our priorities, even over the shorter term. So I would make a motion to table a waiver of the three reading rule. Because I think that this is premature, and I think that we really should have a discussion in committee before we vote on something so important.
Second.
I'll withdraw my second.
So, Councilman Hallam, you have taken back your second for it.
The Finance Committee is going to go over this one.
So there's no second on your motion, Mr. Fiebig. Also, not too long ago, you specifically said at this table that government should take time and deliberate on issues.
Madam President, I wasn't given an opportunity to state my reason as to why, so it's not appropriate now, but there was some good and valid sufficient reasons that I had to suggest that we go ahead and do that. But
well, I think it's important that this
fine.
Goes into finance.
That'd be fine, as long as there is going to be a finance meeting sometime over the holiday period, so we can discuss this and that people will be available to meet to be sure that this passes in a timely way.
Additionally, I had asked for the clerk to pull last year's so that we could just review it in terms of a comparison. And last year, I think, Mr. Berkachek, you prepared it for us in September, and we got it in October. And this one we got November 2nd. And we may only have two more regular council meetings this month, so that makes it a little more challenging for three readings.
There's three regular council meetings between now and the end of the year that is currently scheduled. The website shows a meeting, tonight's meeting in November, and it shows two meetings scheduled for December. But I can tell you that the amounts in here are basically 25% of the current appropriations, with the exception of the debt service, because most of our debt service comes in the first quarter of the year, and it also includes $400,000 for the Dodd Bank project. And that basically was explained in the cover memo that was submitted to council.
Okay. So the ordinance is on first reading.
And it's in finance.
And it's going into the finance committee. Thank you. The next is new business. We have a motion.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
I would make a motion of council to authorize the mayor to seek bids for a source capture exhaust system for our fire station.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Micah to authorize the mayor to seek bids for a source capture exhaust system for the fire station. Any discussion on the motion?
This was a grant awarded to the fire station, so it was relatively paid for. We just have to get to qualified bidders to bid on it.
And I spoke to Chief Saracen about it as well. Any other discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Ebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
The motion for council to authorize the mayor to seek bids for the source capture exhaust system for the fire station has been passed. The next
Madam
is...
Madam President, I would like to briefly just discuss, as you all know, the mayor sent out a copy of the Attorney General's filing on this ULP that's held with CERB. And for those of you who don't know, the Attorney General in this case is interpleading, which is basically he is a disinterested third party that his office is. And they sometimes weigh in on cases, sometimes they don't. In this case, they did. In fact, my understanding is they actually showed up at this. And in part, the brief under the Attorney General's office proposed conclusions of law. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but there are certain things that says the city violated RC 4117.11A1 when it discriminated against the above bargaining unit employees by laying them off because they engaged in the protected activity of forming a union and negotiating a CBA. Number five, the city violated RC 4117.11A3 when it discriminated against the above bargaining unit by laying them off because of their participation and activities on behalf of the bargaining unit. And with regard to that one, he actually earlier on said that the city would attempt to throw up a smokescreen by arguing that budgetary constraints and a desire to put roads, police, and fire first will require cutting substantial amounts of administrative overhead. But even if the city's budgetary concerns were enough to rebut the presumption of discrimination, which complainant argues it is not, the city's arguments are simply a pretext for illegal discrimination, and the city should not blame or penalize its employees for its failure to budget properly or prioritize expenses. They have submitted no proof establishing that the layoffs were an economic necessity. It says, without question, there is no clearer example of a unilateral change in a matter subject to collective bargaining than this case. It is an unfair labor practice under RC 417.11A5 and a violation of the duty to bargain collectively with employees are unilaterally laid off. He also said the city violated RC 417.11A5 when it discriminated against the above bargaining unit employees by laying them off and refusing to bargain. His proposed remedies were an order requiring the city to cease and desist its violations, to an order requiring the city to post a notice setting forth its violation, three, an order requiring the city to reinstate all of the above bargaining unit employees to their pre-layoff positions, and four, an order requiring the above bargaining unit employees to be made whole for all wages and benefits lost from April 30, 2018 to the date of reinstatement by awarding them back pay from April 30, 2018 to the date of reinstatement and any other relief CERB deems appropriate. And the only reason I'm bringing this up right now is I'm wondering if perhaps council should get out in front of this a little bit and start talking about, you know, bringing these folks back to reduce the amount of loss that we will have, assuming that CERB may go with the Attorney General on this as opposed to opposing him. So that's really my concern, is whether we can maybe mitigate some of the losses that we may already have encountered as a result. Thank you.
Madam President, just one quick note. I noticed that the mayor shared that brief you referred to with council this morning, but somehow you had it much earlier. You shared it on Facebook, or at least a part of it, on Election Day on Tuesday. And I just noticed the last page. I'm just looking at what you posted on Facebook. Underneath, it was not Attorney General Mike DeWine, but rather two assistant attorney generals in his office. And underneath their titles, as they explain their position in the case, they're listed as counsel for complainant. So I don't know that sounds like their legal status here is as an unbiased third party. It sounds counsel for complainant sounds like they're in some sense representing the complainant, which is the person bringing the suit. So I'll admit I'm not a labor attorney, but the document that you shared makes it look like this is a brief on behalf of the union.
Yeah, my understanding is absolutely not.
Well, it says counsel for complainant on your Facebook page. So
they're filed.
Hey, Madam President, who is the one handling the case for the city and presenting this evidence that the attorneys for the complainant aren't finding sufficient to show that there were budgetary needs that necessitated some changes in our administrative staffing? Do you have an attorney representing you? Maybe we could see, you know, it'd be nice to see the brief that you filed on behalf of the city so we can see, you know, the city's best case here. If okay. We're seeing the union's best case, it would be interesting to see the city's best case here. Because we're all supposed to be representing the city in this matter.
Anything else, Councilman Helen?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Councilman Phoebe, you have something totally different to share.
Madam President, yes. Through a resident in the city several months back, I was put in touch with some people that wanted to purchase a building in the city and bring business here. We sat down, had some conversations. We met with the mayor and his team, meaning the company's teams, a couple of times now, and we had a meeting Tuesday, and out of that meeting came the final result, which I'd like to propose a new business here, that an economic incentive grant for a company to bring, you know, more than 300 jobs to the city, and they will purchase, they have a purchase agreement in place for the old Sam's Club. This is a company that does produce packaging. They would also have a retail component to it, and we could have as much as 350, maybe more, jobs that would come into the city with a payroll of, you know, upwards of $11 million per year. So what they asked for, I will share with everyone. I did just get this to Vicki just about, 4:35 o'clock, so she didn't get a complete workings of it, but I'd hope that we could introduce it on first reading next time, and hopefully before the end of the year we could pass this. It's basically, I'll just outline it, it's a 50% grant that they're asking, front-end loaded, meaning 75%. For each of the first 3 years, 50% for years 4 through 8, and I'm sorry, 7, and then 25% for the final 3 years. They were asking for some help with things like making sure the bus lines would work to their location, asking for help with application for zoning, and making sure that would be approved. And as I understand that will happen at the next planning and zoning meeting, perhaps. Pete, if you had some info on any development with that.
Yeah, I gave them a plan review letter about a week and a half ago, and I haven't gotten a response yet. So, no, it won't be on the next Planning Commission.
Okay. So it's forthcoming. I know that they wanted to accomplish this before the end of the year. We basically would be looking at the same incentive grant format that we did for the Hospice of Western Reserve. So I just simply use that as a template. The only thing we would take out would be the tax rebate based on the income, but just simply a percentage for each of those years as I just enumerated. That's basically it. But it's been it's an exciting project for the company. We were able to sway them from another. There were two other communities that were involved, but they did like the location, and having an economic incentive was really important to them. And having a tax rebate, having that in place, certainly yes, you're giving back some tax revenue perhaps that you would get in, but there's going to be all kinds of other factors, of other economic development that will happen because of that. In 2009, Sam's Club left, so it's going to be almost 10 years before that place has been dark since 2009. So there was 130 employees, by the way, at that time. This is more than triple that. This is about triple that. So, and full-time people, too. So,
additional shifts, right?
Yeah, I believe they do work multiple shifts. So, you know, it's very exciting. We're hopeful that that we can get this done before the end of the year. Thank you.
Madam President?
Yes.
If I could follow on, I want to say thank you to Councilwoman Laura Pigemot, because the template that we're using here, she gave serious input to for the Hospice of the Western Reserve. Many people don't know, but our councilwoman used to be the tax abatement expert and negotiator for Sherwin-Williams. So having her there really facilitated bringing hospice to our city. And the initial proposal from the business coming in was substantially richer, but Councilwoman Pigemot proposed that we come back with a counteroffer, and it's good to see that they've accepted it in principle. We do, of course, need to make sure that we have the same safeties in place. The reason why there was a sliding scale for Hospice of the Western Reserve is if, for whatever reason, the business were to scale back substantially, obviously the tax abatement has to go down as well. So I wouldn't recommend taking that safety out of the agreement, but as we review it in finance, we'll make sure that we get it right. And as Councilwoman Mike added, not only do they run multiple shifts, but I'm really excited to share that they're probably going to have to hire new people because they're going to be expanding their business. So there's an opportunity for our residents to apply, and there'll be actually new jobs, not just jobs moving from one city to another, but this will create jobs in Northeast Ohio. So I think this is really exciting for the city of Willoughby Hills and a great first follow-on to our police substation, which Mr. Scheel shared with all of us. We had the exigency to get it done quickly so that we could bring these businesses in. Hopefully this is the first of many, but I think it really shows the prudence of moving forward quickly on the substation, and I want to thank, in particular, Councilwoman Pigemot for her work on the tax abatements, but everyone for moving the police substation forward, and the mayor's cooperation there, too, because without that, none of this would be possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam President, I did let them know on Tuesday that the police substation would be coming in. They were not aware of it, so it really didn't factor into their move. But it was understood that there would be a floor of, say, $10 million of payroll, that anything below that would not be accepted as being part of this. So, no, we're very hopeful. And another factor was the network of people that we have that would be able to work there. They have 300, just over 300 right now, but they project another at least 50 jobs. And looking at the pool of the area, the circle around the area, they're hopeful that we get some job growth, you know, right here in our surrounding area. So, very good. Thank you.
Moving on, for the good of the order or for the good of the community?
Madam President, I was asked to remind everyone to please like the Willoughby Hills Recreation page on Facebook so that you'll be alerted to events going on in the city. So if you are on Facebook, please take the time to like the Willoughby Hills Recreation page. Thank you.
Hearing nothing else, I'd move to adjourn.
A reminder, this Sunday, 11 o'clock at the Community Center, the Veterans Memorial. and December 2nd, Winterfest, and December 8th is Breakfast with Santa, but that's after the next council meeting, right?
And Madam President?
The next what would have been a scheduled council meeting is Thanksgiving Day, so that will not happen on Thanksgiving.
The 8th is...
So it'll be...
The next meeting is the 13th, so it would be...
Yeah. Yeah. So just remember those three dates.
Thank you.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adjourn the meeting. There is no discussion on an adjournment. Vicki, please call the roll.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Seebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned at 8:15 p.m., and thank you, everybody.
Oh. Thanksgiving.